HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, The Broken Code, Book 2, The Silent Thaw, by Aaron Hunter, performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. Bramblestar shivered as wind whipped snow from the frozen moor and stung his muzzle. He was as cold as the air around him, but he hardly noticed. His gaze was fixed on the body lying in the shelter of a cave carved from the snow. That's me. The thought seemed no more than a distant yowl. He was numb with shock. I died. The fever that had ravaged his body for days and days had finally claimed one of the 9 lives he, as ThunderClan's leader, had been granted by StarClan. Outside the cave, Jayfeather was glancing nervously at Puddleshine, while Alderheart stared hollow-eyed at Bramblestar's body. He saw me die. Bramblestar watched his son tremble and wished he could comfort him. Shadowpaw and Tigerstar shifted anxiously beside Dovewing. They're waiting for me to wake up. Bramblestar glanced across the bleak white moor. Remembering vaguely that his clanmates had brought him here while he'd still been alive, in the hope that the bitter cold would cure his fever. How long would it take for him to begin his next life? He looked back expectantly at his body, then lifted his gaze to the sky, waiting for stars to pierce the snow-laden clouds. Will StarClan welcome me soon? Will I share with them before I return to my body? The wind hardened as the moments passed. Bramblestar's tail twitched. Anxiety sparked in his fur. He'd never died before. What happened now? Dovewing padded closer, her ears twitching. How long does it take? Her mew faded in the roar of the wind as snow swirled around her. When it cleared, the cats had moved. Jayfeather crouched near Bramblestar's body. Tigerstar stood beside Shadowpaw, eyeing the other cats. Bramblestar looked again at the sky. The clouds had shifted. How long had it been? Why hadn't he woken up yet? Where's StarClan? Was he supposed to face death alone? Had his ancestors deserted him?
Bramblestar is dead. For good.
Jayfeather's mew cut through the storm. Bramblestar stared at him. No, I'm here. I'm ready to come back. He strained to speak, but no words came, and Jayfeather went on.
StarClan has forgotten us.
The snowstorm engulfed him. Bramblestar struggled as wind tore at his fur and snow blinded him. It filled his nose and stung his ears. The ground seemed to give way. He snatched at it with his claws, his heart lurching as the blizzard swept him away. Is this death? A moment later, he was in the ThunderClan camp, staring at his body laid out for his vigil. The camp was dark. How much time had passed since he was on the moor?
They're going to bury me.
Panic flared like fire through his flesh.
I'm not dead. I'm here.
Squirrel Flight was speaking. Grief stole Bramblestar's breath as sorrow choked her mew. Something was very wrong. How could he be watching his own vigil? Had StarClan taken away all his lives? Have I offended them? He patted around his body as his clanmates watched Squirrel Flight, their eyes hollow with grief. Would StarClan take him soon? Above the camp, he could see stars between the branches, cold and distant.
May StarClan light your path, Bramblestar.
Jayfeather dipped his head to Bramblestar's body.
May you find good hunting, swift running, and shelter when you sleep.
As he spoke, Bramblestar saw a ripple run through his own corpse. He pricked his ears, eagerly. He was going to have another life after all. He braced himself, preparing to-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?